community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've actually got Piers from the Brent Gazette. Hi, Piers.
Hello.
How are you this afternoon?
Very well.
Fantastic. Now, you've just hit me with a phrase, and I do like this, Brent Vegas.
Brent Vegas, yeah.
What's that about?
Well, we all know about Bass Vegas.
Yes,
which is the
very well.
The leisure park area.
Yeah.
We can reveal this week in this week's Gazette that the new administration are proposing or have proposed that the Brentwood Centre area could be turned or could be into a Baz Vegas style area, which they've dubbed Brent Vegas. Now, this
right.
is, and it's a little bit corny, but and quite unimaginative as well.
It's pants. Let's say it the way it
yeah,
is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
pants. Calling it Brent Vegas.
It's very unimaginative, and I'm sure they could have thought of something better.
I think they could have done something better.
Anyway. So, basically, the proposal hangs around an idea to create a third slip road to and from Brentwood. So at the moment we've got Brook Street,
yeah.
We've got Mount Essing Roundabout to turn off,
yeah.
and this potentially create a third slip road on the Colchester bound side of the A12,
right.
in between Brook Street and Mount Essing Roundabout,
okay.
where people could pull off straight into the Brentwood Centre area. And then away again.
So straight into the Brentwood Centre itself.
Straight into the Brentwood Centre.
Well, that seems quite reasonable because
yeah.
they do a lot of larger events and
well,
concerts.
I think this is basically the idea. At the moment, the Brentwood Centre is quite difficult to get to.
And yes,
you've got
to
go around the houses, literally.
And through Brentwood.
Through Brentwood,
yeah.
down the High Street or down Shenfield Road.
Yeah.
Down Ongar Road, which is a nightmare at the best of times. Hurst Road, which is even worse for better times,
yeah.
and then queue for hours when you want to leave.
Well, that seems quite a good idea.
Well, you would have thought so, and it would require a lot of money, though. Let's not beat about the bush here. I mean, this is simply a proposal at the moment. Some might say a pipe dream, but
yeah.
it would require a lot of effort, a lot of investment. And it would no doubt come up against quite a bit of opposition as well. I mean, the main pros for it would be that it transforms this part of Brentwood, which is stuck out in a limb a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got concerts, but it's quite difficult to get to.
Yeah.
It could be transformed. The Brentwood Centre could be helped with an area with restaurants and pubs and. We're not going to talk high-end stuff here. We're going to be talking stuff which is similar to the Baz Vegas style.
Yeah.
And nightclubs, possibly, which would also, in turn, potentially transform the High Street from its nighttime economy-weighted and the influence that it has on policing and all the rest of it.
But from that to
something which could maybe turn, you know, a sort of more independent focused, shopping focused.
Surely that would be a good idea, though, isn't it?
Well, you would have thought so.
Because at the moment, Friday evening, Saturday evening is an absolute pain down the High Street, because it's you've got the people coming out of the pubs and the clubs and all the rest of it.
Mm.
The restaurants are something completely different. I would like to see restaurants and nice boutiques
yeah.
or whatever,
yeah.
as there are
yeah.
in Brentwood High Street. And if we're going to have a nightlife area, have a nightlife area
yeah.
away from all the residential area. And the Brentwood Centre is ideal for this, I think.
This is the proposal. Now, some people have already voiced their opposition to it. I mean, Louise McKinley, who's the former leader, now leader of the Conservative Party, has said that this is crazy. It's going to cost so much money, it's unthinkable. The independent shops and the shops on the High Street are reliant to a certain degree, to a large degree, on the number of people going in for a drink and all that kind of stuff. And all it's going to do is kill off the High Street altogether. We're going to have two centres, one where people go into the town centre to shop, and another place where people go into as it were.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be good for Brentwood.
But surely, surely if the high street relies on people going to the pubs and the clubs, that's almost a false economy, because, I mean, how far is that going to go before you have to stop it? Otherwise, there'll be a pub or a club every other door.
Well, this is it. And the high street is being seen more and more as a restaurant, pub, stroke, nightclub area. I mean, it's not going to be so far away when we have... and this isn't a bad thing, don't get me wrong, but Albert Roux Jr. Albert Roux and his Jr. are going to be setting up shop in Brentwood High Street potentially next year.
I think that's nice,
which is a good thing.
Lovely restaurants. It's really good. That's what the High Street should be there for. A little bit more of a middle-aged type area rather than a youngster area. If we're going to have a youngster area with the pubs and the nightclubs and... I think it's, to put it out of the way a little bit, I think it's a good idea.
And I think the one of the arguments for this is to bring a cinema entertainment type area to Brentwood, which would then leave the William Hunter Way area site open to something else. People are blinking, I think. Quite a lot. The overarching argument for the William Hunter Way site is that it has to have a cinema.
Yeah.
This is what people keep coming back with, and cinema is the beginning and end of all arguments and conversations when it comes to redeveloping the William Hunter Way site. So, to have an area which could also put a cinema, which could handle a cinema, which could focus people's entertainment need, shall we say, would be a good thing, because then that releases the William Hunter Way site, which, let's face it, is a disaster zone. I mean, it's an ugly grey.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's just open land, isn't it? It's nothingness.
Yeah. To Way site, open to something else, possibly a little bit more boutique-y, possibly a little sort of high-end shopping. Who knows? But it opens up different avenues and different proposals, different, you know, plans, proposals, whatever for Brentwood town centre, you know, and it doesn't have to be purely focused on a cinema. It doesn't have to be purely focused on William Hunter Way being turned into a sort of second entertainment area. It can be used for something else. And anyway, it's out there. It's a proposal stroke pipe
suggestion,
whatever you want to call it.
Thought.
It's out there. We'll see. So if anyone has any views on it, they're perfectly welcome to contact either speaking at Phoenix FM or the Brentwood Gazette to give their views on that. Because Brentwood Town Centre, I suppose, is the redevelopment of the town centre is a hot issue at the moment. I know people are very, very interested in the William Hunter Way site and what's happening down there, and that's the plans to redevelop that site have restarted after the stalled stroke failed attempt, which ended in January. We'll see where it goes, and this is just another one of those cogs in the wheel which may end up helping Brentwood in a different way.
I think it will probably be easier to police, to be honest with you, if
it's all in one area.
Yeah, it's all in one area, and it's out of the way, isn't it? There's no, you know, as soon as you go past down the Doddinghurst Road, as soon as you go past the bridge there, then it starts to become more residential. But this end isn't particularly residential.
What residents up in Pilgrim's Hatch and Elizabeth Road will think of it is a different matter altogether. They probably will have completely contrary views. They might not appreciate something that size and that scale in their doorsteps.
Personally, I'd like the high street to be, as you just said, it's one-off boutiques, and which there are a lot there. Restaurants and more of a middle-aged area, and then the youngster. He's got a youngster area. I think that would be good, because there must be costing absolute fortune from the police the whole high street. Although they're only centralised, aren't they? They're only looking after the centre of the high street at the moment, because that's the main area.
And I think this plan, because of its because of the potential ease in getting to and from the Brentwood Centre site, it would reinvigorate and would re-energise people wanting to the actual leisure centre itself, not just to a potential nightclub or restaurants or Pizza Hut or whatever. It would encourage more bands maybe to play here because it would be easy to come and get to and from it. I mean, we've had a few bands, big bands already, but it would put Brentwood Centre on the map a little bit more, and people might be able to get in and out of it more easily, and you know, it becomes much more of a desirable destination to come to.
How would it affect the things like the Brentwood Festival? Because I know we've just had it this week.
Well, we'll talk about that. I mean, I don't know. Who knows? We're talking a long, long way ahead, aren't
we? Yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
I mean, the Brentwood Festival, did you go to?
I went to it because I was working over the weekend, but I really wanted to be honest with you.
I went.
And?
I went on Sunday.
Yeah.
It was a bit soggy. Well, it started off very warm.
Yeah, yeah.
As you know.
Yeah.
Muggy, and then it started to rain quite badly.
Which made
and then
it
the
soggy.
Rain, and then the rain eased off a little bit, and it didn't rain quite as badly as it did in Canby Island.
Oh,
there
you
go. But then the rain eased off again, and by the time UB40 hit the stage, it was pretty dry. It was, you know, a bit soggy underfoot, but UB40.
It's UB40, isn't it?
UB40 rocked the house.
Brilliant. What about the rest of the weekend?
Well, the rest of the weekend it was packed. I was only there on Sunday, but one of our other guys went to the festival over the rest of the week, and said it was tremendous. So, from a faltering start, I think we should call it, way back when it started, I think 3 years ago now, when it was a bit of a washout, and it's required a little bit of momentum to get going to this stage. It's been well and truly placed on the map, and I was speaking to Chum over from mine over the Sunday. And went, and now UB40 have arrived and have done their bit.
Yeah.
It may well be that other big bands.
I think they
are
should
prepared
be.
To
the big concert. You know,
along. I mean, it's maybe taken UB40 to do it.
Yeah.
But now UB40 have done it, and people can see that a fairly large crowd. I think 7,000 people turned up on Sunday to watch UB40, which is a big old crowd.
That is a big old crowd.
To watch UB40. So now UB40 have done their thing, and people can see that UB40 have been received really well, and 7,000 people turned up for a day of ale and music. Then some other bigger bands, even bigger than UB40, might be encouraged to come along too. So it all looks good for the Brentwood Festival too.
Well, I used to work for another radio station. We used to do a Too Smart for Drugs roadshow in the Brentwood Centre. And that, thousands of children, and that was great fun. I don't know why we're not getting more big bands and bigger occasions into Brentwood.
I mean, I've only seen one. I saw Morrissey here about 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago.
Did he have his daffodils?
Well, he's gladioli, actually. If you're a Morrissey fan, I used to be a Smiths fan.
Gladioli.
I used to be a Smiths
What's
fan.
That? I thought daffodils were silly.
No, they were gladioli.
What?
But
what was that about? Why would you? Why gladioli?
God knows. But anyway. What was I going to say? So I saw Morrissey here about 4 years ago, and the name escapes me. That's Dead Air. I shouldn't do that.
But, no, you're right. Go on,
a boy band who's put up recently. Not One Direction, the guys before them.
I've no idea. You're asking the wrong one.
Okay. Anyway, it was a boy band there was a boy band who were discovered on Britain's Got Talent or something like that.
Right.
And they played here to huge rapturous applause too. I know they were. God, what's their names? I can't remember their names. But anyway, they were.
They're all here today, gone tomorrow, aren't they?
They were massive, actually. They were massive. But I can't remember the names. But anyway, if you Google it, you remember them. But we've had a few.
We should do more of this. We should do more of this. The Brentwood Centre is an amazing centre. And the weekend just gone it just proves it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah.
To get that many people over here at the Brentwood Festival, the whole area is just amazing. Mm. There should be more of this going on. Should be far more of it.
Yeah.
It would definitely put Brentwood on the map. I'm not sure about Brent Vegas, but...
Well, Brent Vegas needs a name change, I think.
I think it needs a name change as well, to be honest with you.
It needs a marketing revamp. That Brent Vegas possibly one of the most unimaginative names I've come across. But anyway, I mean, there's Baz Vegas, but there you go. So that's what it is.
Well, Pierce, thank you very much.
Cool.
And that's all going to be in tomorrow's Brentwood Gazette.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.